Now, these two Pakistani civilians have been killed after Indian and Pakistani troops once again exchanged fire along the border of Kashmir. Pakistani officials blame India for triggering the fighting in the Nakheel sector, but India says it was the Pakistani army that started the clashes on Tuesday night. The cross-border fighting forced authorities in Kashmir to shut down the schools on Wednesday. Hundreds of villagers also fled the area. Kashmir is divided between India and Pakistan for six decades. The two sides have fought three wars over the disputed region. Although 2003 ceasefire is largely holding, many civilians have fallen victim to the cross-border firefights that occasionally happen in Kashmir. Niyaghat Ali Khan is a professor of law at Washburn University, joining us from Kansas. Niyaghat Ali Khan, this is the second skirmish in as many days, and there's been three wars that have been fought. Do you think that this is going to lead to one, the possibilities of that?
I don't think there will be a big war between India and Pakistan over Kashmir. I think these border skirmishes will continue for a long time to come. And because, you know, both countries have nuclear weapons, they know they can go to war. So that has actually augmented, or it has increased border clashes between the two countries, not only in the Kashmir area, but also on the international border in other areas of the divided, continent.
What do you think it's going to take to solve this decades-long problem that exists between the two countries?
Well, I think you should understand that the state of Jammu and Kashmir, which was larger than Great Britain, has already been divided between India and Pakistan. So India controls a bit of it, and Pakistan controls a bit of it. But the bone of contention is the valley of Kashmir, which is predominantly Muslim. I think 95% of the people in the valley of Kashmir, they are Muslims, and they don't want to live with India. I think either they want to join Pakistan or they want to be independent. And India would not allow them either choice. And therefore, the security forces in the valley of Kashmir, they aggravate the situation. And Pakistan feels morally bound to help their Muslim brothers in Kashmir and sisters. And so I think that is the bone of the conflict. So I don't know if India would ever give up the valley of Kashmir to Pakistan. I do see the possibility that maybe some good leadership in India would agree that the valley of Kashmir become an independent neutral area between the two countries. And I think that is probably the best solution that the two countries can arrive at.
Thank you very much for that. Niyaghat Ali Khan, professor of law at Washburn University from Kansas.